oftentimes, in order to be competitive in the Tennessee walking horse industry, the horse itself becomes sacrificed, and mechanical methods are used to increase the horse's gait, such as heavy shoeing and large chains that are called action devices that increase the horse's stepping motion. And it seems a little bit questioning to say, is it okay to inflict this on a horse simply to win a ribbon? As a woman, I wear high heels sometimes. I can't imagine being forced to wear those shoes 24/7, to have them strapped with a metal band to my feet. The kind of changes that would take place in the human leg would be extreme. I think it is far-fetched to say that the horse is an entirely different being on its own and would therefore not be affected by such stresses applied to their legs. Once a horse is padded and on the larger shoes with the greatly exaggerated gait, the very smoothest gait is no longer in play. The smoothest Tennessee walking horse would be a flat-shod Tennessee walking horse. With the greatly exaggerated gait, you're going to have side-to-side rocking. We have a set breed ideal. We have gotten away from it. The great heroes like Midnight Sun, They were flat-shod horses. They did not carry the giant packages. The old videos of the old walking horses didn't have such a great exaggerated gait. They had a much more natural gait. That is our breed ideal. That is what we need to go back to. So I think that, in fact, the performance horse will be saved because without the extreme training methods, the average person is going to be able to properly train up their horses and be competitive with them. I grew up going to the Celebration. My family always had tickets to the Celebration. It was very important to us to go every night. When I was 5 years old, I started taking horseback riding lessons with a gated horse trainer. When I was 7, I got my first Tennessee walking horse, and we just went down the path of showing in the industry that was present. There is no longer a multi-billion dollar industry in walking horses. Because the negative stigma extends throughout the world, the shows for the performance horses are becoming less and less frequent, and they're becoming less and less populated by fresh trainers. We have the idea that we have to be very careful where we go these days just because of how the walking horse is viewed. Because we have a negative stigma attached to our horse, sometimes we're kind of afraid to go out just because perhaps the other riders of other kinds of horses might look kind of negatively on us, and that's what we're striving to change. The PAST Act is a very important bill because what it will do is it makes the illegal activities that occur a federal charge, therefore eliminating the legality of the large shoes, the chains, and things like that, which seem to cover the soaring problem. It seems, in my experience, that the training for the more exaggerated gait is the sole purpose of having a bigger and more exaggerated gait than the horses who went in the ring last year. So it seems as if the PAST Act will actually save us because it will rid us of this negative stigma that is held to our horse so that we can become accepted worldwide.